Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
An unusual court ruling last week could mean more delays for UC Berkeley's student housing plan at People's Park. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Matier. And Phil, this plan is more back and forth than most things in the Bay Area, and that's saying something.
It's historic. I would say that, you know, once it was a symbol of the California and the counterculture and the free speech movement, and now it's sort of a symbol of homelessness, inability to build housing, and an ongoing dispute that shows no end in sight. We're talking about that 2.8-acre site off Telegraph Avenue that made history in 1969 when UC Berkeley first started the idea of putting in student housing in what had been a residential neighborhood. They tore down the houses and started putting up the student housing when protesters exploded in the era of the counterculture and the Vietnam War. It was turned into a bloodbath and into sort of an historic spot. They fought UC to a draw, and the result has been decades and decades of basically little or nothing being done with the site, and it's gone from being sort of a free-form park to a homeless encampment. And now UC Berkeley has tried again to put housing in there, and not only were they stopped at the court, Eric, they were also, if you recall, stopped in August when they initially tried to start the rebuild by protesters who went in there, smashed up the equipment, tore down the fences, and brought it to a halt. Then the neighbors went to court and got this appealing going, and it looks like it's hit a roadblock yet again.
Before, when there were, you know, when courts weighed in on this, it was whether or not the university actually had the authority to do what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Now it's, you guys didn't look at alternative spots.
Yeah, you know, it shows sort of how the shifting political terrain of California has gone, both legally and in on the streets. Initially, you know, the Berkeley and such were telling the university to lay off the park, but the university cut a deal with the Berkeley City Council in return for homeless housing for some of the people at Berkeley, at the People's Park, and also an increase in police funding for Berkeley, that they would go along with it. And you were right. They said, okay, let's go for it. But now neighbors are saying, look, UC is growing. It's growing every year, and it's not being honest about how much it's growing, especially the bringing in of foreign students. That's creating a housing crunch throughout the city, and especially in this neighborhood as people are looking for housing, and that the UC has never been honest in exactly how big it's going to grow and how many people it's going to bring in. So that's brought into question as well. The upshot is that nothing's being done, because now, as you said, the appeal says UC should have looked elsewhere besides People's Park. I really don't know if this is going to happen, because every time, even if they get a clearance from the court, even if they get agreements everywhere, it's still going to likely come down to a nasty confrontation between UC, police, and street activists who continue to be in that area. And, Eric, it's not a pretty picture. In August, when we were out there, it was a replay of like an Occupy event that could lead to even more headaches, where they could have a takeover of the park and everybody at a stalemate again, a highly visible one. But this is California today, and as we said, from counterculture to housing, the fight goes on. The results are pretty negligible.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Matier.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.